are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And here we are, the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and Vista Karen. Joining me this morning in studio, it is Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be here again. Thank you for rearranging our schedule. This is a Monday instead of a Friday. Because
it's going to be a busy Christmas day Friday. So I said, you know what? Why don't we get you in early?
Yeah.
And because this year has been really busy for the city of Peer, I came kind of near the middle to the, towards the end.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten to see all of what's going on, but I know there has been, a heck of a lot when it comes to construction around the city and getting things in a better shape.
Yeah, there really has been, Dave. If you look back at 2020 for the city of Peer, you look at just the water treatment plant that we're building for $37.5 million. That's the biggest capital investment in the history of Peer that I can remember. And so that's just huge. And then you put on top of that the new pool that's going to be built next spring, and you look at the Boys and Girls Club, and you look at the $15 million of improvements we're doing down at the wastewater treatment plant, and you look at everything we've done. That's over $70 million investment in the city of Peer in 2020. So it's a big year for Peer.
It surely is. And I know we had to go out of town this weekend, and you see the big crane right there by the bridge. And from what I hear and the way the weather has been, there's been some really good progress made down there.
There really has been, Dave. It's been 2 weeks since I came and gave the folks an update.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 2 weeks, it's just tremendous amount of work has been done. They did the biggest pour of concrete. There is over 600 yards of concrete. It took 65 concrete trucks, one after another, to pour half of the main floor of the treatment plant. And there was two layers of big rebar in that floor. And they started real early, like 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and poured concrete continuously till about noon. And then they worked that concrete until midnight that night.
Oh, wow.
And so there is lights there. You can see lights there this morning, folks driving across the bridge going to work. And so there, that whole floor now, is ready to go. And so we've got all of that done. And so we've got the caisson done on the north side of the bridge. That's completed and backfilled in. So now you'll start seeing the structure itself being built. The pipe that carries the water from the caisson to the water treatment plant, that has been bored under the road where it's at now. That was in conjunction with the Department of Transportation. It had to be a certain depth because of the new bridge that will be going in there. But that pipe is laid in there now, ready to go. The Marine crew will be here in January after the first part of the year, and they're going to pull that long blue pipe into the river, then sink that, and then drill to the river and pull that pipe back to the caisson to go in. So, this weather, we've really made some tremendous progress on that. But particularly just the last 2 weeks, it's been great.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And that's the good thing with this nice weather that we've had. Yeah, there's still a lot to do, but being able to just keep at it, that's going to make things smoother in the long run. And, just getting ahead of things is never a bad thing, because you never know what you're going to run into.
That's right. Here in South Dakota and, all the northern state, the construction season itself is, there's only a certain window there where you can, you can do construction work. So, to get into practically the end of December here and be able to pour concrete and make big progress, that really shortens up to where next spring, I'm sure they'll be ahead of schedule, which is good, because we need to get that completed so that when we get the new pool in 2022, we'll have clean water to fill that new pool up.
Yeah, they work hand in hand. So getting that done and up and going, the sooner the better. And speaking of the pool, you did some demolition there. How did all that go?
Yeah, that went real well. Because of this nice weather, our parks crew thought, you know what, let's get some of that demolition done ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can save, by the time we get done, you know, the bathhouse is down now. The concrete, the flatwork concrete around the pool is out now. Now they're working on the bowl itself, taking that out. And, you know, that just doing that work ourselves will probably save us a couple hundred thousand dollars. And because of this nice weather, we can get all of that done. We've cut out some vegetation. You're going to see that footprint is much bigger now. Or will be much bigger than what the existing pool is now. You can see where it'll go down towards the river with the main lap pool, and then the recreational pool will be more in the area where the existing pool is at now. So it'll be a much bigger footprint than what it is now.
Yeah, and it's going to be an exciting and fun place for the city to enjoy.
It really is. I'm so looking forward to that for the community. That's just something that we've needed here for many years. It's past due, you know. And,
right.
And it's just going to be a great thing for the entire family to have fun with.
Yeah, and I can tell you, during the summertime, you'll find me in the Lazy River floating around.
Yep, that's going to be fun. And we've got two slides. We've mm-hmm. got a kind of a speed slide, and then we've got the big round slide that you'll be able to use inner tubes on to go down that, and it'll go down, then you can go right into the Lazy River and float around or walk in it, or you know, a lot of people just for exercise walk against the Lazy River just for you know, exercise things. It's just going to be a lot of exciting things. There's going to be spray fountains and just all sorts of fun things that we don't have now. It's going to be great.
A little something for everybody when it gets all done.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to?
You know, another thing, we just we awarded the bid for the parking lot out at the airport.
Mm.
That was something that was on the 2020 budget. And because of COVID and everything else going on, we just didn't have time to get to that. And so, and a lot of people were asking about that. And it turned out because of COVID, you know, our airline numbers went down. And so it wasn't such you know, big deal this year. But we fully expect our numbers to pick back up. They have been picking up here later in the year. So that's really encouraging. That's going to add about 40 new parking spaces out there. And it's about $200,000 project. So we'll be adding that. It'll be concrete. And that'll be a great thing when we get back those numbers back up to where they normally would. That'll give us the extra parking that we need out there. So that's another investment in our community.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that. And I'll be probably flying out of there this summer at some point to go back and see family. So I'm looking forward to checking things out.
You bet. You bet. And, you know, just like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. It'll be next year before I'm back. And thank everybody in Pierre and Fort Pierre and Central South Dakota, all the farmers and ranchers. It's been a tough year for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccine, and 2021 is going to be here, and it's going to be a great year for everybody.
Definitely, and we appreciate you leading us forward and keeping us in the right path, and another great year ahead. Merry Christmas to you, Mayor.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. There's Pierre Mayor Steve Harding joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at the Pierre VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and VistaCare.